is the fourth and final hour of the Alex Jones Show. And hopefully we have our guest on the line. He's somebody that's affecting change in his local area, San Antonio, about an hour away from Austin. And, you know, that's what's great about truthaction.org. That's what's great about wearechange.org. There is no taking orders from headquarters, man. It's all about doing it yourself, becoming your own leader, and finding effective ways to reach others. So without further ado, hopefully we're going to go to Matthew Medina. We thank you for being on, Matthew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, great to speak with you, Berman.
No, it's great to have you on, man. And why don't you tell people how you got involved? I mean, from your awakening to 9/11 truth or the Patriot movement in general, and then how you got involved. What was the process?
Yeah, yes, sir. It started with watching the actual events of 9/11, and what grabbed my attention was the footage of the Dance of Palestinians and the commentary saying that they were actually celebrating us being attacked almost within 10 minutes of the attack happening. I was like, what? We did a little web search and found InfoWars, Road to Tyranny. And I would basically tell everybody, all my friends, all the B-boys, all the breakdancers I would know at the time, I would tell everybody about it. And it was just kind of conspiracy-ish. And I kind of let it go. I check InfoWars, and comes the Ron Paul Revolution in San Antonio, and I joined the meetup. I started campaigning, going door-to-door in all my neighborhoods, basically doing the whole campaign and grassroots activities. And then as the campaign started to die down, I mean, I was just getting warmed up, and still am to this day. And so I started We Are Change San Antonio at the end of the summer. It's been about 6 months, and pretty much we've been busy, 2 or 3 activities a month, handing out about 500 DVDs a month. And with the help of Harlan and Brave New Books and a lot of fellow activists that actually all pitch in and keep this group running, we've been able to reach, I would say, thousands of people already. We're always meeting with people on the street.
Exactly, and you're not just armchair quarterbacks, and you're not just sitting on a forum on the internet. You're actually organizing, probably through the internet and, you know, through phone calls, but then you're actually grouping up. You're taking movies that are on the internet. You're burning them to DVD. You know, again, a lot of people don't understand, yeah, we do fund this operation in part by our films, but we give them away for free, not only on the net, but we say, hey, if you're making copies to make other people aware, we want you to do that. We want you to hold screenings in libraries, in churches, in other places where you can hold events so that people can get this information, so that you can turn that light on and at least get them thinking, you know, outside of the box, outside of this, you know, paradigm of Obama or McCain. Obama or McCain, we were never even given a choice. They pushed Obama on us since really, you know, I mean, they started in 2004 and they made their decision in the primaries that he was going to be the one instead of Hillary Clinton. And, you know, his whole team talks about how they expected to be president since May. So, you know, this is obviously a front for a larger organization. Who did you vote for, actually?
I voted for Chuck Baldwin. I mean, I wanted to vote for McKinney. I know you're big on McKinney. so am I. No, McKinney's a hero to me, but, you know, the Ron Paul backing.
That doesn't hurt, does it? And you know what? No, that's what I was saying on the show yesterday. I was saying, you know, it would have been great to see a Ron Paul McKinney ticket. You know, Ron Paul at the head, or vice versa. Either way, I think that they could really learn from each other and work well together. It's just like Dennis Kucinich jumping on a ticket like that. Really, Kucinich has become somewhat of a superhero in the House of Representatives.
A Ron Paul McKinney ticket would have been like Superman and Batman. And now you got Kucinich saying, oh, the Federal Reserve is this Federal Express. I mean,
that's amazing.
A lot of people are stepping up.
And that is stepping up. But again, the mainstream media does not even cover Mr. Kucinich's comments. And unfortunately, the only time that you can actually see those comments is if you catch him live on C-SPAN. You know, and that's...
Or YouTube.
YouTube. But I mean, on the television, you know. And that's why we need people out there to get that to us. You know, I need people to record that on TiVo, transfer it to DVD, send it to, what is it, Suite 100, 3000 South Lamar. Everybody knows the address. Send it to us. We need these tapes. We're going to be back after this with Matthew Medina. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are Change San Antonio.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back, and you know what I forgot to plug in the first, you know, 3+ hours of the show? Is that Alex Jones is really giving away a piece of history on eBay, and it's going to be used to help fund the info war, much like the Money Bomb has. I mean, just what from you're seeing in the new office, you know, the television, it's getting a little slicker, you know, our guests look better. I mean, this studio is just, I'm loving it. I mean, it's awesome. It's a dream come true to be able to sub in for Alex Jones and such a quality studio. I mean, when I used to go down to KLBJ, in fact, I was down there yesterday. I was like, wow, this is a really nice studio. Well, guess what? Alex Jones's new studio blows KLBJ out of the water. And I love it. It's awesome. So how do we help fund this thing? Well, he is auctioning off Tyranny Crusher 1. That's Tyranny Crusher 1. And it is the infamous bullhorn that he used in Scanner Darkly. He's used to confront the Bilderberg Group and many other, you know, puppets of the elite and the elite themselves. So I hope you go to eBay. It's up to quite a bit right now. Serious bidders only. But, you know, whatever this goes for, he is, there it is, Tyranny Crusher 1. Oh, man, that's so awesome. I tried to scam it last summer when he was here, and it wasn't working. I'm like, I'll take it. But seriously, it would be great just to put that in a big plaque, you know, put it in a piece of glass next to maybe a picture of Alex or a cover of one of his movies. It really makes a nice centerpiece for your den or your hockey room or your trophy collection or whatever. I mean, this is a real piece of history. And after we win, I really think that, you know, this might end up in a museum someday. So, you know, laugh at me if you will, but Alex Jones is really on the forefront of this, and he's really an inspiration for me and really got me involved at the level that I'm involved now. All right, we have Matthew Medina of We Are Changed San Antonio on the line. And why don't you tell people, Matthew, some of the actions that you're going to take in the future, what you have planned, and then how you can join the organization.
Okay, this last Saturday, actually, we had a 9/11 truth booth in Houston, Texas, at a really big B-boy jam. That's a breakdance jam or contest, if you will. And it was put together by a Vicious Germs crew. They're a group of B-boys, and they support 9/11 truth and getting information on it. They allowed us to have a booth there, and we got out over 100 DVDs, flyers. And as far as future actions, on January 24th in Austin, Texas, and if you're still around Burmese, we'd like for you and anybody from the InfoWars crew to come join us on the streets of 6th Street, downtown Austin.
And that's a place to go, because 6th Street is, it's not only legendary, but you go down there on a weeknight, and it's packed house, a weekend. We're talking extremely packed house. Unfortunately, I do leave on the 17th. But I think it's very important that we're reaching out to the youth. I think a B-boy jam is somewhere where you normally wouldn't see 9/11 truth, and we're bringing it there. You know, I'm pleased to say that it has leaked into some pop culture that I appreciate. You know, Head PE comes out with an album tomorrow,
yes,
I believe, called New World Orphans. And, you know, that reaches out to the punk rock crowd. You know, that's a crowd that I can relate to. So many people are working so hard to get this patriot movement message out there. And when you're going to a concert or a B-boy thing, you're not expecting this, but you're more prone to take a look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the reason we chose January 24th on that tip, Jason, is KRS-One will be performing in Austin at 8 p.m. Saturday. And as you know, and a lot of 9/11 truthers know, he's actually come out for 9/11 truth, and he's always been a big supporter of free thinking, information flowing ever since the 80s. So he's
well, you know
icon.
What? Not only from the 80s, but he did a track back in the 90s with Zach De La Roca of Rage Against
and
the Machine.
Emperor.
Yeah. Called CIA or Criminals in Action. And it's you claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a jam. That's what I'm saying. KRS-One is an icon to me, and hopefully
he's
we'll
hot
get
noise.
A chance to meet him. Yeah.
And, you know, he gave a pretty good interview out in New York City on the weekend of 9/11 Truth that We Are Change New York put together with Luke Radowski, another, you know, just great, great activist. And that's another thing. You know, you're not waiting from orders from Luke Radowski or the New York chapter of We Are Change, and neither is the, you know, We Are Change chapter in Colorado or the We Are Change chapters in California. Everybody's doing their own thing, and it's very decentralized. And what it does is it reaches out to people on the street, people that normally wouldn't even be political. And that's why this is very encouraging to me, Matthew.
Hey, and we also put together, I organized the San Antonio in the Fed event, sorry. We put that together, and we worked with a lot of local activists. We worked with Campaign for Liberty, Austin Campaign for Liberty, John Birch Society, the local Libra magazine, We Are Change Austin, and all of us working together with a common goal. We put together a fantastic event. Local news showed up. We got in the newspaper. It was really a big first-time thing for the San Antonio Truth Movement.
Exactly, and just realizing that you can have an effect and then having the will to actually do something to create that effect. In other words, there has to be a cause for the effect. You have to go out and do something. You can't just really think real hard and all of a sudden 9/11 truth is gonna come out worldwide. No, you have to take to the streets, you know. And movements that have been successful, like, you know, the Civil Rights Movement and Martin Luther King Jr., one of the key aspects of that, and of course this was long before the Internet, but it was people out in the streets. And unfortunately, I have not seen that many people in the streets other than for anti-war protests, which really just don't get to the heart of the issue. Here we are in a war on terror that is endless. We are now 7+ years into that war on terror. We've been in Iraq for almost 6 years now. No end in sight there. So obviously, there's something wrong with the approach that we're taking to saying, end the war, end the war. Well, why should we end the war? Well, because it's been based on false pretenses and on a false flag terror event. So in order to end the war, I think it's imperative that we expose that fact and then hold real trials and hold people accountable for their roles in 9/11. Not only people, but organizations in general. You know, it has to be exposed that the Israeli Mossad had a hand in 9/11. It has to be exposed that the Pakistani ISI had a role in 9/11. It has to be exposed that insiders in this country had a role in 9/11. And they have to be brought to trial. And I think that's the only way that you're going to see this change in society. And, you know, again, it really wasn't brought up that much, but there was an initiative on, you know, the Change website, you know, the official Barack Obama website. And people were able to put their number one ideas set forth. And the number one idea for like 2 or 3 days was set up an independent investigation into 9/11, reinvestigate it, and it was just completely pulled. Anything 9/11 related was completely pulled. At first they figured, oh, it's early on, we'll just change the page. Instead of the front page saying 9/11 truth, we'll make them go to another page and we'll just put on the new ideas. But then it was still dominating all the other popular ideas. So what do? They just don't even acknowledge it exists. They just erase it.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, how do we get past that? I mean, obviously we got to keep pushing forward. But I think that it's important that we expose that to people that, you know, this Obama campaign wants nothing to do with 9/11 truth, that the Internet is being censored, that Google Video will pull your video. They will freeze your comments. They will freeze your hit count. YouTube will do the same thing. So I think that we have to make people aware of this subject and then circumvent them by taking a personal approach, much like the one you're doing.
Yeah, and you would be surprised, Jason. There's something called First Friday here in San Antonio every first Friday of the month. And it's kind of like an art scene that shows up there. There's art galleries. And, you know, you got your trendsters, you got your older folks. It's really a mixed crowd of people. And we're always out there, and we get a lot of the responses like, oh, yeah, we already know about that. And they keep walking, but we're like, well, there's more to it than that, like everything you just mentioned, all the way up to the Obama presidency. And that's something we're also trying to break ground on. A lot of the events, we won't just hand out 9/11 info. Before the election, we were handing out flyers that compared McCain and Obama. We've handed out flyers on the Federal Reserve. This past First Friday, we're out there handing out info about Codex Alimentarius and GMO food. So really, I mean, we have to hit all the fronts in the info war.
You're running the gamut. You know, and that's an important thing to do. You know, America, the freedom to fascism is one of the most effective tools out there. And it still has not been watched by the majority of Americans. So that's a great video to hand out.
Yeah, we've had hundreds of copies of Washington You're Fired, another great flick as well.
Yeah, you know, we carry that over at Infowars.com. And Washington You're Fired is a great flick. It really, you know, when we had William Lewis on there, he said, you know, we really took the conspiracy out and just went with all these things that were just publicly in your face. And some of the people are telling me, oh, we think that Obama's executive orders are going to be to exonerate the Bush administration. Well, I think the Bush administration exonerated themselves with the Military Commissions Act when they said that nobody in the administration could be prosecuted on any war crimes from September 11, 2001 on. So I don't think that Obama even needs to do that. You know, I think that what we're going to see is a massive re-regulation of the economy. You know, whether that be an Amero or some other type of system, I think we're going to see banks go under. And, you know, Tarpley has really talked about the New Deal. And in my town, you know, the little high school town I grew up in, you could see the Works Progress Administration signs. And people who don't know what the Works Progress Administration, it's what Roosevelt set up to give state jobs and federal jobs to people that had nothing. And they built some infrastructure. And, I mean, that infrastructure lasted a long time. I mean, my sidewalks still have that. So I think that you're going to see those type of programs brought back where people will be, you know, working on roads and railways because there'll be nothing else.
Building toll roads.
It'll probably be, you're right, it'll probably be more infrastructure for the Securities and Prosperities Partnership, which, as Vicente Fox said, isn't going as fast as he would like.
Yeah, and that's actually another front on the info war we need to get out on the streets. And a lot of people see it here in Texas, but we want to show them how they can take action and we can have local victories in this fight.
What's the website?
Excuse me?
You with us, Matthew? What's the website people can go to?
Our meetup is on the URL is sanantoniotruth.org, and that links to our meetup. Anyone in Austin can go to meetup.com/WeAreChangeAustin. As well, our YouTube page, youtube.com/WeAreChangeSA, and I'd ask everyone to subscribe to the videos. We're gonna have a montage video of us at the B-Boy Jam in Houston with the 9/11 Truth booth, and we're working together with HoustonTruth.org, Eddie, Dickey, Chase, and Ben from Houston, and we'll have that video on the YouTube page tonight, hopefully.
Sounds good to me. And remember, no matter where you are, whether you're in a different country, you're in a different state, you can start your own chapter of We Are Change, or you can join a chapter of WeAreChange.org. We got Matthew Medina. We'll be back. We're going to take your phone calls after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions.
Is
the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore.
All right, it's
not
the Alex Jones Show. I don't know any whiskey drinking Indians, but then again, I don't know many Indians at all because we wipe most of them out. And that's why we had Russell Means on last week from Lakota Tribe. Pretty interesting how they're trying to set up their own bank where they only accept silver and gold as currency. That's genius to me. I mean, with this economy, you know, hard assets seem to be the only thing that we're going to have. And like I said, I don't know how they're going to restructure it. I do know that that's going to retain value and that fiat currency is eventually going to fall And, you know, Matthew Medina of We Are Change San Antonio, that's one of the big issues, and that's why you did the End the Fed rally, correct?
That's correct.
I mean, again, there's so many ways to get involved, and this is such a multifaceted issue. I find, you know, again, you're going to a B-boy concert, so you go there with 5 or 10 members of We Are Change. I think that those people need to relate to, you know, people that they think that they can, you know, talk to, someone they start a conversation up with on something totally and completely unrelated, and then work your way into 9/11 truth, or work your way into the truth about the Federal Reserve, or work your way into the truth about the bailout.
It's easy to do because it actually does affect our everyday life.
Absolutely. Let's take some calls. Hopefully we still have Rudger in Idaho. Rudger, what's on your mind?
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Fine. Is this Albert Schweitzer, I presume? No, it's Jason. That's right. I was surprised my telephone number is not blocked. I'm blocked from making posts on Infowars.com. I myself voted for Jesus Christ. I wrote that in. I think I'm going to go where white men fear to tread here. When you can have Michael Collins Piper on to discuss the JFK assassination, author of the book Final Judgment.
Uh-huh.
When?
Oh, well, when are we going to have? I don't know. I don't book the guests, but you seem pretty adversarial. Let's cut him off. I mean, first of all, he started out with the, hold on, you started out with the comment that we don't let you post on InfoWars.
That's correct.
Hold on. The only reason that you wouldn't be able to post for InfoWars is if you were putting racist comments continuously and they had to block your IP, or if you were, threatening people with violence and they had to block your IP. It's an open forum. No one screens your phone call here. They ask you what your name is and where you're from. I know John Harmon. I know how it works here. I know Jaron. They don't go, okay, what do you want to talk about? Oh, you can't talk about that. You talk about anything you want on here. I've met Michael Collins Piper on several occasions. I've spoken at events with him. We actually had a pretty good conversation after I previewed. This was long before Fabled Enemies was even, you know, anything other than an idea of mine, but about probably 8 to 12 months before I put it out, I'd basically done a lecture on the international spy ring, the Pakistanis, the Israeli connection to 9/11, and we had a long talk after that, and he apologized for the way that, you know, American Free Press had slandered, you know, myself and others in the 9/11 truth movement as some kind of operatives. You know, that's why it gets so ridiculous, man. I have to sit here and defend myself from, you know, Jason Burmis is Israeli Mossad. Jason Burmis is a shape-shifting lizard person. Jason Burmis is under Vatican control. And that really just diverts attention away from real solutions. And, you know, solutions like you're trying to put forth, Matthew. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we see a lot of this going on in the movement. People provocateering, and then they turn their behavior and they act innocent. Like we saw Robert Wanick dealing with a situation that he made a video about. And it's when people show their fruits and reveal themselves to be in this kind of behavior, we just need to stay away from that and keep on the positive. And
did you notice how this guy said white man? You know, white man. Listen, brother, we're all human beings. I hate to tell you, if somebody's got a little extra tone on their skin, it doesn't mean he's not a human being. White man? No, we're human beings, and I'm sick. You know, it sucks because racist sites like, Stormfront and all that sometimes link to InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com, and they try to associate themselves with us. Look, we're not a racist organization, man. All right? I'm sorry. I don't hate the Jews. I don't hate the blacks. You know, I'm not going to call people ragheads. I mean, it's just all about dehumanization. It's ridiculous, man. That call pissed me off. It really did, you know. And then he tries to incorporate himself with Jesus Christ, like Jesus is bringing forth the racist word, and we're censoring him. Ah, when are you gonna have this guy? Come on, give me a break, man. If you really think that one race or religion rules the world, you're absolutely and completely lost. Matthew, finish it up for us in the next 30 seconds.
Okay, just go to YouTube, check out our YouTube account. We Are Change SA, and hopefully it'll inspire you, show your brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces, it's the youth taking action, and we could do it in a cool, hip, fun way, and it's fantastic for truth.
All right, thank you so much for coming on. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Show. I am Jason Burmis, and Alex is on vacation for the week with his family, a much-deserved vacation. And we're going to keep taking your calls, but before we go to the next call, I really want to address Rutger, okay? The ignorant things that were spouted out of his mouth were something out of the Boondocks cartoon, and I have the picture up. I mean, this guy is basically a white version of Uncle Ruckus. I don't know if you guys actually watch the show, but they have the self-loathing black guy over there who's making racist comment after racist comment. And, of course, you know, they're the bad guy. I mean, this guy is basically the white Uncle Ruckus. Look, get over it, man. We're human beings. I mean, Uncle Ruckus praises white Jesus, too. Well, let me tell you something. There is no white Jesus. If you actually believed in Christianity and the Word of God, you know, human being is a human being, my man. But you wouldn't understand that because, you know, you've been fed with all these crazy ideas that anybody outside of, you know, the white Anglo-American lifestyle or race is out to get you and is inferior for some reason. I never get the racist, man. I feel like Martin Luther King Jr. was correct. You judge a person not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Imagine that, the content of their character. You judge somebody based on what they do in life, how they treat people. Wow. Not what they look like, really? We're going to get past that whole superficial. I know they might be wearing some cool hipster clothes or a nice shiny uniform that you're supposed to, you know, bow down and obey to, but I don't think it should really matter what color they are. You know, maybe that's a lie that people fell for back in the 30s when the Nazis came to power and it was kill everybody. You know, because they killed white people too, just like the communists did. You know, they killed a bunch of gypsies, homosexuals. They killed people that they felt were not up to par. In other words, you know, the mentally ill, people with Down syndrome. They killed white people too, you know. Basically, when they start killing people in mass like that, it's not just killing other races. They get you to hate those races, and then you die too. Because it's really all about them killing everybody but themselves. But, again, you don't get that because you're a racist moron. But that's live radio, and, you know, Alex isn't here, so I'm sure you can call in right now and savagely attack me if you'd like. All right, let's go to Frank in Boston. Frank, what's on your mind?
Yes, thank you, Jason. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. Well, first of all, I'm a prideful truther, and I don't know any other way that I can't prove that to you. I've been accused of being a provocateur. I'll be honest with you, and I hate that. I'm a graduate of the University of Notre Dame. I discovered the truth movement through Eric Humschmid's videos, and also then got turned on to the whole Building 7 thing, and then found Alex Jones, and then the rest is history. So for 3 or 4 years, I've been involved in the movement. I'm in Rhode Island, so I'm aware of our We Are Change chapter here in Rhode Island. I've talked to Luke several times, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I am not a provocateur, but I do have very critical opinions about where this movement has come from and where it has gone and where it seems to be not going at this point. And you asked a question earlier, and I can't remember every word specifically you said, but your question was, how do we get past this? I think you were referencing the idea that we can educate as many people as we can, but how do we get that message into a place of motivation? And how
how do we get it so that people are mobilized in the streets, so that we have numbers in the streets? Okay, continue.
That is a very good question, and I do think it goes to the point of where my critique is. We can't – I hate to even use the term mainstream media because – I think it turns it too much into this big monster that is unidentifiable and unreckonable. It's not the case. I mean, the mainstream media is made up of specific institutions, and it's made up of specific people and specific roles. And I think that to just kind of throw our hands up in the air and again, I'm not saying this is what everybody's doing, but to come to some convenient cop-out that, oh, you know, the way for this movement forward is really just this organic process of one by one, everyone waking up. You know, I understand the value of that. Hey, that's how I got on board. But, that's how I got on board. It just happened. I looked at someone's website, and they showed Building 7 going down, and then I did a little more research, blah, blah, blah. So I came on board through that organic process. Mm-hmm. But why are we restricted by that? I mean, everything that happens in our culture, whether we like it or not, operates through some pre-existing paradigm, which we can either deal with or we can make believe it's not there and just sit back and just...
I'm just wondering what paradigm you think that we can reach the most people, because, you know, like I was telling, you know, me and Rob were having a discussion the other day of, you know, the power and influence of TV and how TV has really been their tool to dumb us down. But I said, well, you know, that's just it. It is just another tool, just like a hammer. You know, I can use a hammer to go and fix my house, you know, build a shed, or I can go and use it to bash my neighbor's head in. You know, that's a tool.
That's a great symbolism there. But what I would say is, look, I don't think the paradigm or the way to address the paradigm is wrapped up in apps and having to articulate every nuance of it. Here's the reality, is that when you claim that 3,000 people were murdered on 9/11, which I buy into that, and they were murdered by not the 19 terrorists, by elements that are unseen within our government or whatever, corporate structure, domestically, I believe that there is a conspiracy there. When you believe that, you either act like that you believe that, or you don't act like you believe that. And I would say the one thing that the average American is smart enough to know is whether someone's being consistent with what they say and what they do. And in this movement right now, with all due respect to all of my fellow truthers, I do not believe, and I'll plead guilty to this as well, that we act the way that we believe. If we really believe what we say, are we acting consistently with that? And I'm not pointing fingers, but I do not think we are. And you might say to me, what should we do then?
Well, I don't think it's that. I think that people have to get over themselves. You know, we just had Matthew on, and, you know, here's a guy that's taking action. Not everybody's Matthew, you know what I mean? Not everybody's out in the streets. I mean, he acknowledged the fact that we're not going to reach everybody on the Internet, and that's why he went to a B-boy dance-off, you know what I mean? I mentioned, that punk rock band, Head PE. I mean, they're putting out albums trying to reach the youth that are just there usually to, you know, mosh and have a good time. They're not really into the politics. So people are slipping it into other aspects of life, but I don't think enough people are doing that. I mean, continue, Frank. I mean, if you think that you have a solution, we're all ears here.
Okay, I think it makes a lot of sense to cater your invitation to awakening to the people you're talking to. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think that there's this underlying current in this movement of and again, I'm not a provocateur calling for violence against people or anything like that. But there is this undercurrent of passivity or pacifist nature to this movement, which if someone could make a cohesive argument how that actually serves the justice in the accounting for what we believe has been done, I'm all ears. But Jesus, again, I don't want to turn this into religion. But I'm not saying Jesus Christ, I'm saying Jesus is a person. He ended up being murdered by the system that he spoke passively about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We either are going to be martyrs, or we're going to go out there and we're going to actually, how can I put this, Jason? What I'm saying is this movement has to be open to leadership. I was going to open with you and say, are you an anarchist? I was going to ask you that, not because I'm accusing you of it, but to get a sense of perspective on what you think about human beings organizing themselves into some meaningful front. I mean, because I am not an anarchist.
Like the anarchist movement, to me, is a way to try to take, people that, you know, are disinterested with the system, they've given up on the establishment, and then it doesn't really give them anywhere to go other than to try to be quote-unquote anti-establishment. I thank you for the call, Frank. I mean, I don't have all the answers. I will say this, though. I don't think that, you know, you talked about either we're going to be martyrs or you're not sure. And, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I do think that's it. I don't think that we can win an armed battle. I'm pro-Second Amendment, but, dude, there's no way we're going to go out on the streets. These guys have sound weapons. They've got tasers that are shot wirelessly 30 feet from a shotgun. They can hit you with a satellite. The drones they use. You know what? I just watched Eagle Eye a couple weeks ago. It really speaks to the Big Brother surveillance state. It's probably an extension of enemy of the state that was out in the 90s. And I talk in films because that's what the general populace can relate to. Oh, I saw that movie in the theater. Oh, we're getting that on DVD. But that technology is there. So I don't know how. You know, maybe in rural areas, but even rural areas, if they send in troops, you know, you've got a shotgun, they've got an automatic rifle. You've got no armor, they're wearing dragon skin. So I don't know how any kind of an armed revolution is going to help this movement in any way, shape, or form, other than to demonize us, much like they demonized the militia movement of, you know, the early 80s into the early 90s when they blamed Timothy McVeigh for Oklahoma City. It's very easy to sway the public opinion of the sheeple out there when they have a tool like television and, you know, they control 95% of that television. It's very hard to combat that. I mean, it's not impossible. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. And we do have to figure ways out around it. I don't think you're a provocateur. I think that you're just, you know, strongly believe that we do need to change and try to reach more people. All right, let's go to Ronnie in Los Angeles, and then we're going to go to Scott in Pennsylvania, the first-time caller. Ronnie, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Jason? First off, I want to thank you for your work and everyone out there, you know, actually doing something. I'm calling mainly about the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Sure.
There's this one scholar. He's the most prominent scholar I've seen so far that's you know, well over informed about the situation, and his name is Norman Finkelstein.
Okay.
Have you heard of him?
No.
I was wondering if maybe I could suggest that you guys get him on the show. He's written books like The Holocaust Industry,
mm-hmm.
Israel-Palestine conflict, and he's been banned from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Through pressure from AIPAC and other powerful Jewish entities. He's actually Jewish, and he's the son of two Holocaust survivors. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm Palestinian, And, you know, I'm a Muslim, and you know, I don't buy into this whole, you know, it's all about religion. It's not about religion. You know, there's wrong and right, and there's legal and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I mean, if you just look at, you know, Ron Paul, and I thank you for the call, on the House floor, describing how, you know, Israelis are the ones that created Hamas in the first place, created their enemy, radicalized their enemy, so that they could continue to fight them and expand their presence in Gaza. You know, when Cynthia McKinney goes there last week on a peace mission to try to give aid to the Palestinians, her boat is rammed by an Israeli ship. So, yeah, there's a lot going on there outside of religion. This isn't really about religion. Is the cover. Religion is the front. You know, we all know what the elite's religion is. It's paganism. It's occultism. It's Luciferianism. It's different sects of that. Yeah, yeah, your Christian conservative leaders like to meet in the woods and do mock human sacrifices to a big owl god. I mean, most of you know that if you're listening. If you don't know it, challenge me on it. Hey, I mean, you can watch the ritual on Google. It's the real deal. You can see the pictures from their own internal annals. You can find out that it is the elite, that the Bush family's been involved for years, you know, that the Hearst family's been there, that Kissinger's there. Oh, by the way, they hatched the Manhattan Project, you know, that nuclear program at the Bohemian Grove. Oppenheimer, all those guys at the Bohemian Club, and they discussed it, and they're like, yeah, you know, let's build a nuclear technology. And it wasn't in some kind of a public forum, you know. It was at the Bohemian Grove, these secret societies. It's really, you know, the first step in intelligence organizations. That's what they are. All right, let's go to our first-time caller, Scott in Pennsylvania. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. Great job.
Thank you.
I had four quick points that I just wanted to talk about.
Okay.
One was, has anybody thought that Powell's talking about lies like he did about the WMDs? The second point is, this past Sunday there was a bill passed by the Senate to give 2 million acres to the Agenda 21 program. And the third point is, everybody should sign up for a campaign for Liberty.com.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to have some change in their local politics. And the fourth item was, the Lakota Bank isn't endorsed by Russell Means. I've heard a couple people talk about it on your show, but as far as I know, it hasn't been endorsed by him. So I'll get off.
Go over the Agenda 21 thing for me, because I'm not quite sure what that means. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, Agenda 21 is a program by the UN to steal land and to make...
This is how they got all the national parks, right?
Right.
Back in the early 90s, this is covered in Alex Jones's America Destroyed by Design. But continue.
Right. This past Sunday, they had a special session in the Senate to give over 2 million acres in California and a few other states to, well, they say it's to America, but it's actually going to be ceded to the United Nations.
Well, if you could, listen, I'd really appreciate it if you emailed that information to Aaron at Infowars.com. That is a story that we need to do. I thank you for the call. We got to move on. I mean, folks, it's been going on for years and years and years, and the more land they give up, the more suspect it becomes. I mean, are they going to put in NATO troops? Is this where they're going to make the makeshift FEMA camps? Are they just going to restrict our movement even further? I mean, that's part of the plan, is to restrict us into this grid where we all live in compact cities. You know, it's in their own plans, and that's after they kill about 80% of us. Remember, Joe Biden talking about overpopulation in his little lovely article, How I Learned to Love the New World Order. Remember, Mao wasn't slick enough. We need to be a little slicker than Mao. Joe Biden, check it out yourself. That's his quote. We need to be a little bit slicker than Mao to pull off this whole globalist effort. We don't need to do it by the barrel of the gun. Let's brainwash the people and then soft kill them. That's the essence of it. All right, let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, what's on your mind?
I was just about trying to get the word out about the Federal Reserve. I saw Dennis Kucinich on the floor blaming them for the mess that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if Alex could get a hold of him. Maybe they could have
Listen, Kucinich was supposed to be on this week with me, and we just haven't gotten a response. You know how hard it is to get Dennis Kucinich? It's hard to get Dennis Kucinich. It's hard to get Ralph Nader. It's hard to get a lot of these guests. And believe me, he's been working on it, I think. I know since I've been here, we got to get Kucinich on the line. Get his people. Come on, Dykes. Dykes does like seven jobs, all right? Dykes is now, you know, booking guests. He's uploading stuff to the website. He's writing. He's working on the new Obama film. You know, it's tough. And we want to get Kucinich on that because that Federal as Federal Express, you know, line is something we've been talking about on this program for years and years and years. And to see it on the House floor, you know, is a, not the House floor, I'm sorry, the on the floor of Congress is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I never even knew anything about this. I mean, my dad is he was a CEO of a big company on the East Coast, and he thought that the Treasury made the money.
No,
we got stuck in the mortgage crisis, and once someone kind of told me that, you know, because I always thought that it was the government that raised the interest rate 17 times
in a row.
Well,
first of all, what happens is the Federal Reserve banking system has a board of, I believe 13 members, and they serve 8-year terms. And you and I don't even vote on that. The people that we vote for office vote on that. And then they're given carte blanche, you know. That's why they hired Greenspan at that time, because Greenspan spoke out against them, and they made join the league, you know, come to the Bohemian Grove. You will head the Federal Reserve. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, The Alex Jones Show.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Now we're going to shoot through your calls really, really quickly now. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds each. You know, we had an interesting show today. We had some racists call in. We talked about glowing pigs. We really got down to who Joe Biden is. Not only his Pakistani relationship, but his globalist relationship. Remember, this is a CFR guy. This is a guy that's well aware of the New World Order. This is an establishment guy they picked. All right? If you missed any of the 4 hours, please tune into PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. We loop it. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You know, before I was working with Alex Jones, I supported Infowars.com. I was a member, and now there's 100 times more things. You know, before you used to get his weekly program and just his movies, you get so much more now. Now you get a daily program. It's not just a weekly program. You get a daily program. The guy's on 4 hours a day. I can't tell you how hard it is to do 4 hours of radio a day, but somehow I managed to do it. So without further ado, let's go to William in Alabama. William, what's on your mind?
I tell you that you need to check your MySpace as soon as you get off the air. I sent you some information today about a sheriff that's here in Pickens County, Alabama, mm-hmm. who ended up in El Paso, Texas this past weekend and stopped by the sheriff's department. I can't think of his name. I've got the news article right here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But there was conflicting stories about why he was there. The news is saying that he was there to scope out jails because they're intending on making an expansion to the Pickens County Jail.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that I found, it don't make sense.
And what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Send it also to Aaron at Infowars.com, and we'll take a look at it. We'll see if there's anything suspicious. I thank you for the call. We thank you for the info. Let's jump to John in Ohio. John, what's on your mind?
Yes, I've asked people to check on the Google. Just Google up lies concerning the Soviet Union, lies concerning the Soviet Union, because I believe that one of the greatest cancers on this wonderful movement is accepting the global elite's secular religion, which is anti-communist propaganda. The bigger the lie, the more people have moved ahead in this society. We know about Operation Mockingbird. You can Google that up as well, where the CIA recruited all of the media to concoct false propaganda about communism, the Soviet Union, the rest of it. I don't know where the truth begins and leaves off, but I know we've been told a massive amount of lies, and I think it is one of the greatest problems with some of the people on this network, that we're going to, in effect, be opposing most of what the elite is doing. But if we accept the Nazi propaganda and much of this stuff that we've come to believe that was imported by the CIA after the Second World War, bringing in thousands of Nazis, much of the things we think we know about the Soviet Union was concocted by Joseph Goebbels. It was
And you're referring to Project Paperclip, by the way, when they shipped in a lot of the top Nazis to work in our, you know, not only our scientific facilities, but our NASA really came out of there. So a lot of programs were built out of, you know, Nazis. And the Nazis really never lost. They just relocated. That is the truth. I thank you for the call. Let's go to John in New York. John, what's on your mind?
Warming.
John in New York?
Yep.
Hey, what's on your mind, man?
You mentioned global warming swindle yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Great movie. I've got it. And it goes from start to finish as far as what, why global warming isn't happening.
Give us a 30-second synopsis before we go.
Well, if you've got that, you can go. But what I'm calling about is there's an extra features, and it's called solar variations in clouds. Mm-hmm. And that tells you how the weather is influenced by the sun and cosmic rays.
Well, I'm going to have to get that as well. Great Global Warming Swindle is a great, great tool to wake people up to the propaganda that is global warming. I thank you so much for joining me today. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'll be with you tomorrow. I'm Jason Burmes, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.